Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And this is a fascinating topic, one that I knew nothing about. But Ian Somerhalder is here. You know him from, of course, Vampire Diaries and many other things. But he's talking about dirt this morning and the way that we should be doing it. There's a new documentary film called Common Ground, which he executive produced and also narrates along with so many other people. And he joins us here. Ian, how are you?
Oh, I could not be better to be on the phone with you. Thank you so much for you know, talking to me this beautiful morning.
Listen, this fascinates me because we're based in Kansas City, Missouri, and right here in the heartland. I want to know how much of this is going on. Regenerative farming, you're talking about, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So, how much of that is going on in the Midwest? Do you think
the Midwest is one of the single most important places in the world right now? And it always has been, just people didn't realize it.
It's not just because the Kansas City Chiefs.
It's not just because Taylor Swift goes to your game.
Right.
It is because it was always called the breadbasket of the United States, right?
Right.
That whole area. Well, there's more beauty in that than you could ever imagine. So I don't know how many of you saw Kiss the Ground, the first film by the powerhouse director, producer, writer team, Josh and Rebecca Tickell. The breadbasket in the United States is one of the most powerful places in the world, right? Because if you saw Kiss the Ground, if you haven't seen that, please see that, because it'll really give you a great jump off point to get into Common Ground. The idea of Common Ground is really the promise, not just the promise of what regenerative agriculture can do by mitigating climate change, slowing climate change to a crawl, by sequestering all the carbon that we produce, literally every year. But that's a scale. The farmers get to live debt-free once they're off of the drip of the agrochemical company.
Right.
And that's the big thing that no one really knows what's happening, right? Because we uncover through in the film how there's a money pipeline from the agrochemical business into all of the university agricultural curriculum in this country. That's bad, right?
Wow.
And so the idea is Common Ground, especially since we're all so divided, the only thing we have in common is the ground, is the soil.
right.
So soil is our common ground, and we can stitch this country back together through healthy soil. Now, people go, well, what the heck is regenerative ag and why should I care? Super simple. Regenerative agriculture is just the use of planned grazing methods and using living, growing plants at scale to sequester enormous amounts of carbon dioxide, store it safely back in the ground where it belongs. Now, when you do that, you're feeding all those little vital microorganisms in the soil. So then, boom, healthier soil, healthier plant, healthier planet, healthier people. You know what I mean? Building farmer prosperity. It's all about taking farmers off of government subsidies by taking the chemicals and inputs and fertilizers off of their farm. I mean, it's a really big, big, big deal, and it's an amazing one. And you know what we're going to do with regenerative agriculture? We are going to build the largest carbon capture food economy in the world, from the Carolina coast to the California coast. And it's happening as we speak. And so I urge you, it's really a special moment. Go see Common Ground. We're hitting theaters, and it's a really special time.
Well, Ian, I've read a lot about regenerative farming before the interview, and I don't see any downside at all. Why are we not doing that already?
Because there are 23 lobbyists for every member of Congress, and the agrochemical companies have become the country on such – the farmers are on such a drip, right? They're in this awful cycle where they have to borrow money, put all these inputs onto their farms because that's what they've been taught. And it's not true. So that's what's amazing, is that once farmers switch to regen ag, they don't have all the inputs, and they're going to save upwards of $400 per acre.
Oh,
imagine
wow.
telling a
wow.
farmer. Yeah, imagine. Dude, think about it. Imagine telling a farmer they don't have to live their life in debt. Imagine telling them that their kids get to go to the schools they want to. Imagine telling them that they, you know, don't have to be around chemicals all day. And that, you know, it's an American right that healthy food, you know, that we have a right to healthy food and not, you know, adulterated with chemicals. That's an American right. Our farmers should have the right to live and work debt-free. That's an American right. You know what I mean? And we should be able to have the ability to grow crops year after year without the soil blowing away. And I think this is all something we can all agree on. And you know what? Every American, no matter who you are or what you believe, you have a right to common ground, right? We have a right to feel good about how we're living our lives, and our soil is the key to it all. So once we pull the farmers off of the drip of the agrochemical companies, we're going to see our, especially our local economies in the Midwest, skyrocket. Because you got to think about this. Man, think about this number.
Right.
Say there's like, literally, I know it's higher, but let's just be super conservative. Say there's 200 million acres of grain in the country, production acres, right?
Right.
Dude, multiply that times $400 per acre. Run those numbers per year.
Yeah.
Imagine that amount of money instead of being shipped off. Remember, these agrochemical companies, the big ones, they're foreign entities. So why are we shipping $80, $100 billion a year that should be in farmers' pockets overseas?
Or consequently, why are we selling land to Saudi Arabia to farm on in Arizona? I mean, there's just so much going on in the agricultural community that is wrong. We're talking to Ian Somerhalder here in the National Defense, of course, from Vampire Diaries, but now executive producer of Common Ground, the documentary, and also including Laura Dern and Donald Glover, Rosario Dawson, Woody Harrelson. I mean, this is a big effort from you guys. Why do you care?
I grew up in a farming family, and I've seen the other side. My grandfather was an amazing agricultural inventor. But to be honest with you, brother, I have kids.
Yeah.
These children, my kids and my nieces and my nephews. And to be honest with you, you know, me and my family, we're going to be around for a while. And we know, scientifically, we have roughly about 58 to 60 years left of healthy topsoil, meaning we have 58 to 60 years left of food. That's it. Yeah, because you have to go by how many harvests you have left, right? We have about anywhere between 55 to 60 harvests left, meaning that's kind of the end of the world as we know it, right? So, and you want to talk about, people talk about this all the time. You want to talk about national defense. One of the greatest things, the first and last line of national defense, national security, is food security.
Absolutely.
Is a healthy society that is not living on the drip of chemical companies. That is where you get your great, you know, farmers, your engineers, your teachers, your scientists, everyone who runs the country, you want them to be healthy. And that is an American right. You know what I mean?
And this is, you know, it's so good to hear this is happening, because we see always in the Midwest, we see daily reports of farmers that have third and fourth generation farmers who are losing their farms because they can't afford to farm. And because of regenerative farming, that could be turned around.
And just so you know, like after we released the first film, after we released Kiss the Ground, 30 million acres have been converted from conventional to regen in 3 years.
That's incredible. Ian, listen, we got to wrap up, but thank you so much for what you guys are doing and pointing us out and pointing us to the solution, and for going to Congress, man. That was fantastic.
It's been pretty amazing. Listen, we are in theaters. The best thing anyone can do, get out and see this film. Show Washington and show the entertainment business that people are listening and they want to be in these theaters and they're watching this film, because the amount of censorship that has been on this film has been crazy. And so... Yeah. You know, we're going for 100 million acres right now, just to switch, right? That'll be the tipping point. So 100millionacres.org, you can make a pledge, you know, to join it and go see the film, and we're golden.
That's so good, man.
Thank you for all that you do.
Hey, thank you so much, man. We'll be right back here in the National Defense.